Hey everybody, I just want to thank you for taking time out of your day to spend a few minutes with a devotion and prayer. I want to make sure that you understand that this is just one little tidbit of your day. I don't want this to be the only God or the only time that you have with God today, but just that it's maybe a little nugget that will help you get started in your day or into end your day with. It's November 16th, and I want to share with you some staggering statistics that may or may not surprise you. And these statistics come as late as 2023. There's 8.1 billion people today in our world, roughly, give or take a few million probably. 750 million people don't have electricity in our world. 4.5 billion people in the world. Now, since there's just over 8 billion people, this is over half. Over half of the people in the world either do not have a toilet or no toilet that safely manages waste. 900 million people still have to go to the bathroom outside in this world today. And lastly, over 2 billion people, a quarter of the people in the world, lack safe drinking water at their homes. I read those statistics and I was overcome with this feeling of sadness that there are so many people who don't have those things. But I'm also overwhelmed with thankfulness for these things. Now, whether you live in a home or you live in an apartment, if you're listening to this, pray today, whether you own or whether you rent, you have it better than most people in this whole world. Whether you live in the middle of town, whether you live out in the country, I'm guessing you have heat in your house. Maybe it's not central heat, maybe it's a space heater, but you've got heat. I would assume all of us listening to this today have food that is refrigerated in our homes. We have electricity in our homes. We turn on a switch when we walk into a room and we expect there to be light, and there usually is. We walk over to the thermostat, we change the thermostat, and we expect change in our climate-controlled homes, and it usually happens. We flush our toilets and we expect clean water to appear in the bowl. I'm overcome with thankfulness for those little things that aren't little things at all. The comfort that we have become so accustomed to. I'm in my office recording this, and when I walked in here, I expected it to be comfortable. I expected to have my computer turn on. I expected for this small recording device to work. We're so blessed. And so we're going to just take a moment today to thank God for all of these little conveniences that we just are so used to that we don't even think to thank. Let's spend some time thanking today. Lord, you have given us so many comforts in this life, so many things that we, most of us, have grown up having and expecting, and we don't know any different. Maybe some of us have been on a mission trip where we didn't have air conditioning, or a place where we've gone that doesn't have all of these comforts. But Lord, we understand that most of what we do and when we do it, we have these comforts, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you for these little things. Thank you for these things that you give us that we take for granted. Lord, may we notice these things today and the days to come. May we, when we turn on that light, thank you for light. When we open the refrigerator, thank you not just for the coolness of the refrigerator, but for the food inside of it. Lord, thank you for all you've given us. You're such a gracious, generous God to us. Be with those who are without this November. Father, we love you and we thank you. We're sorry when we take things for granted. Help us, Lord, to remember how much you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen.